Victory of the cause of freedom is every man.
On May 7th, 1945, fighting in continental Europe officially ceased after nearly 6 years of hostilities. The war in Europe was over. But it was on May 8th that the victory in Europe was celebrated. Bowing to the wishes of US allies, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill broadcast the message to the nation from the Cabinet Room at No. 10 Downing Street.
Yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m. at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces. We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing.
But the fighting, killing, and dying went on up to the very last minute and even continued into the immediate period of supposed peace. The Soviet liberation of Auschwitz had revealed the horror of the Holocaust, but its scale only became clearer as British troops liberated Belsen and American troops liberated Dachau. And in the following months, Eastern Europe disappeared behind the Iron Curtain of the USSR. But of course, the conflict in Europe was only one half of the World War. At that stage, the atomic bomb was a secret known to very few, and the end of the war with Japan seemed a very long way off. The biggest conflict in history had lasted almost 6 years. Some 100 million people had been militarized. 50 million people had been killed. And of those who had died, 15 million were soldiers. 20 million were Russian civilians. 6 million were Jews, and over 4 million were Poles. The horror of their deaths became a part of history on the 8th of May, 1945. By remembering it, we hope that it is a horror that will never happen again.
In all our long history, we have never seen a greater day than this.
I'm Emma McCarthy.